Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Mindy, help me out. It's not Friday at 8:30.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on here?
I am so stunned. What are we doing?
Are we in the wrong place?
I think we're doing the wrong thing.
It's holiday mode.
That's why we're here.
We even have our digital director here, Sean. That must mean we have a podcast that we're going to do today, recorded on Wednesday, because Friday we normally do it. What's happening?
Nobody's here.
The news stops on Friday.
There will be some news.
But a lot of vacation time. So this will be out in an audible form as usual. A lot of you listen, but we're doing it live right now on Wednesday because we can't do it Friday. So what do you say we dive in?
And it's our first time ever. Who's diving in first, Sean?
First time ever on a Wednesday. Sean, our special.
Me to do it? Let's have Mindy do it.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah. Let's have Mindy start.
Let's have Mindy start.
Aw, you guys, Mindy, you never let me start. That's so nice.
Do you feel a little weird like it's the man show? Three guys and then you and your little Thanksgiving
outfit. If it was the
outfit.
Man show, we would have beers here, but we don't. All right.
So, how do you say that?
I don't know. I'm just
and you'd be on a trampoline.
Up. Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
No, you didn't want to
but
say
But I didn't want to say that.
Maybe we shouldn't do this on a Wednesday.
Maybe this is a bad idea. This is from Michelle from Elmhurst. Joe, did you name Jet after the meteorological term, jet stream? Just wondering how you came up with the name.
Oh, that's a good question. Aww. Did you guys ever hear the story?
No.
So we took my kids to see the dogs at the local pet store, DC Pet. It's in Dixon City. My mom had a dog. She passed away, and then we took over her dog. And my kids fell in love with her dog, but then her dog was old, and it passed away. So she said, the voices in my head said, we have to go get a dog. And I thought, no, I've got three kids under 12 years old. There's no way I'm going to get a dog. It's just too much.
You're busy.
But I told the kids, listen, we'll go look at them. Isn't that the best parent move?
Yeah,
we'll
right.
go look.
Yeah.
That's the last. Yep. Yeah, you know you're going to get one.
So I'm not kidding around. When I said there is a 0% chance that I would get a dog that day, I meant it. 0%. We're going to go look. Mm-hmm. The very first place we go, DC Pet, there's this dog running around like a maniac inside. The lady takes out a water bottle, and she throws it down the hall. And this dog raced after that water bottle like a maniac, grabbed it, ran around the store about five times, and I said, I'll take it.
I can't believe that's what convinced you. I would have been like, I'm getting away from that dog. Too energetic.
Yeah.
And it was $550, and my kid said he's so fast, he's like a jet.
Okay, so
that's so they named him Jet because he was so fast running around the store.
Wow.
So funny. Oh,
and
my
that
gosh.
And
that was the year.
Years ago?
That was the year 2011.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 14 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And now my kids are all in their 20s. They're out of the house, and I still have the dog.
And which is the best thing.
Which is the best thing that ever happened. One of the best things that ever happened. Yeah. I love Jet. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he's now slow. He's a senior citizen.
So he's no longer
jetting
Jet.
If I had to name him now, it would be Garbage Truck.
Garbage Truck. That speed.
He's slow. He makes a lot of stops.
It's not a great name. I'm glad you named him Jet.
All right. Two hard-hitting questions about pockets that I have no idea what the purpose is.
It's funny already.
What is the smaller pocket in a pair of jeans for?
Hmm.
And I can't confirm that this pocket is in all pants, but what's the pockets in the bottom of women's underwear for?
What?
My theories for smuggling things into sporting events and concerts, but I'm probably wrong.
Luckily, we have a woman here. All right, the first one, John, could you tackle the first one?
Yeah, that
one,
is a great question. Pocket. So when you have jeans, there's the little...
I always assumed it was for coins, but...
That's what I assumed, too.
It seems more like a... traditional thing.
Decoration almost,
yeah,
or
yeah,
like a design?
I don't know why they do it. Is there, I like how Sean's looking.
Sean always finds
AI
these things
Sean's
for us.
On the
AI Sean,
AI Sean is what
yes,
we're doing. So
yes.
AI has the answers. Here it is.
It's a watch pocket.
A watch
pocket?
Oh,
weird.
Like
a pocket watch.
Yeah, but it goes back to the
1800s. It goes way back.
No one has a
pocket. But they still, isn't it funny, they still do.
Yeah.
Not all of them have them still.
Yeah.
But a lot of them do.
A lot of them still do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a pocket watch just to put it in my little watch pocket. Yes.
And also that it's the same thing for the underwear.
Let's skip that second one because, Mindy, you don't have any idea about that.
I do think a Wednesday was a bad idea.
I think it's a decoration. Travis, it's a decoration.
Could you at least admit, is there a pocket there somewhere?
Sometimes they do have little pockets on the front, yeah.
In a woman's underwear?
Yeah, but that's not, I don't...
Look at Johnny's uncomfortable.
I'm not sure what it's for.
We got to stick to Fridays.
Why don't you search that, Sean? You're afraid that management is
going to... He doesn't want to see... He doesn't want that search on his
phone.
That's
what it said. It's
on company Wi-Fi?
It's a watch pocket.
On women's underwear?
Yeah, it's a watch pocket.
Did not say that.
If he searched that... His Facebook feed.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Underwear.
Your wife's going to be like, why is there women's underwear on your Facebook?
You have to be so careful with what you search.
You're going to get like buy three, get 12 free underwear.
My daughters will get my phone, and then a few days later, I'm looking at Facebook. It's like, what are these things that are popping up in my Facebook booth? It's based on their Google search.
Yeah. But just the fact that my phone's here while we're talking about it's still going to get the ads. Yes. I'm still going to get the ads. This is from Brian and Cresco. Why do some ads from WNEP say 570 and others say 570? The letter O is on a phone's dial pad. If you're new to the area and visually impaired, this may be confusing. There is closed captioning for the hearing impaired.
That's a great question. Zero. Is that I bet you there's hardly anyone around here who says 570. For the
that's true.
570.
Yeah. We just all shorten it. Grammatically, though, I think you're supposed to say zero.
Yes.
Not O.
Well,
because O is a letter.
Iowa. Well, let's take it to Iowa. Is it a local thing? Is there an O there anywhere?
They've changed the area code so many times that I don't even know. It was 319 when I was there, but I think they're different now. Yeah, it's 563 now.
I think
the
a lot
area
of
code.
Times when people give a phone number, even if it's not 570, you say an O in the number.
This proves that it's not a local thing. Are you ready? James Bond, give it to me, everyone.
007.
007. Yes. No one says 007.
But he says about the WNEP commercials. So when we record things, sometimes Mindy and I will record, and Sean probably does some of them too, that are what we call PSA, the public service announcements. And Frank Girardi, who produces them, will write in the script 570, the word zero, so that we say zero. Probably because that is the correct way to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a zero. It's not an O.
It's funny, though, because I have a zero in the latter part of my phone number, and I'll say 570, and then when I get to that, I'll say zero. I'll say zero for that number.
What's your phone number again? Just say the whole thing.
Well, you can probably figure it out. There's only like a billion combinations. Yeah. There's a zero in there somewhere.
It's funny because in some areas, it's kind of trendy to call the area based on the area code. And I've seen some of people do that here. I live in the 570 or the 570.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
And let's not forget, James Bond, if he does it, it's okay. I just ripped
double
a piece
zero
of this
seven.
Out. I hope it
just doesn't have the same.
Double
drink.
007, no.
Double 007, not as cool, no.
Joe, as the person in the crew who is on trails the most, I need your opinion. How do you feel when people are on the wrong side of the trail? I'm on the Perky Omen Trail often, and there is a woman who walks her dog on the opposite side of the flow of traffic. To be clear, I'm running on the right side, just like everyone else, and she on my side walking right at me all the time. Why do people do this?
Maybe she's British.
That is a great question. Because you do, even when you're walking on a street or walking anywhere, you almost have to walk to the right. Otherwise, it gets awkward.
So I have trail anger because they don't walk on the wrong side, but people walk in the middle of the trail. Do you ever notice that? And as a cyclist, they make me feel like a jerk when I go around them. When you're on a trail, shouldn't you always be in the far right, no matter if you're walking, biking, anything?
Now, to be fair, I have trail anger too.
You have what?
Trail anger.
Oh, here we go. Trail anger.
Because the bicyclists come up behind me so fast.
I'm that.
Yeah, I don't even know that they're there. So I'm walking along because I'm the only one on the trail.
But if you're on the right side, they shouldn't.
But if I'm by myself, I don't need to be on the right side.
But they don't give you like on your left, on your right.
They need to do an on your left. That's what I do when I'm skiing. Yeah.
You're in the wrong. No matter what, you should always be on the right. If you're alone,
I'm in the middle. In the middle, baby.
She's my trail hate. I get to see the face of
you're my trail hate right there.
No, you should always be on the right side no matter what. And
but the trails I go on are pretty small.
Always on the right.
But there is no right and left. It's like there's
I just walk down the middle too.
Yeah.
You guys are middle walkers?
Yes, everybody is.
If you see someone coming,
but
she's saying she doesn't know the
when
bikers
the cyclists are coming.
It
is amazing how you just don't hear it.
I don't hear it. All of a sudden they're right behind me. Yeah. Now, if they're coming towards me, then I do obviously get over. Yeah, I won't walk in the middle then. But if I don't see them, dude, I'm walking the way I'm walking.
I wonder, why do you not like to go on the right side? Why middle?
I just am enjoying myself, enjoying nature. I'm not thinking about right and left. I'm just...
And a lot of times the trails just aren't very wide, so you just kind of walk down the middle.
I'd say they're at least 10 feet wide.
No. The ones that I go on are those size when they're a trail. Yeah,
trail,
none of the trails I go on are that wide at all. Some of them are very, like, you can barely one
Honey,
person.
I want you on the right side always.
No.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it.
She's not moving.
Wow.
If I see you coming, I will move.
Is there ski etiquette? Is there when you're on a trail?
Yeah, if you're coming up behind somebody, you say on your left or on your right.
No, but you're supposed to ski on the right side always too?
Not necessarily. No, I mean, there's different topographies and stuff. You have to go where you can go.
Well, and everyone's going in the same direction on a ski slope.
Yeah, that's true.
You never run into anyone coming uphill?
No, but if you're going down.
if you're going down, you're going slower. Trail,
you're going slower. Do you assume someone might pass me? I better stay on the right.
No, you go with where you feel comfortable skiing.
And usually the people that are skiing slower are less experienced skiers, and so they're just trying to survive.
Okay.
And so then you understand.
If you're coming down fast, you try to
just let them
judge what they're going to give them.
Yes, give them a wide berth. Yes.
I say stay on the right in all situations.
All right, just run him over.
I'm just kidding.
I don't do that. Love watching you guys in the morning. Listen to the podcast when I'm traveling. Ooh. It feels like I have a car full of friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet Sean. Dave from See Winfield. Not Travis. He wrote not Travis. That's funny. My question you have comes out of an air of innocence when on the air. However, who has the biggest potty mouth when the mics are turned off? Mindy, John, Joe, Nikki, Carrie, Sean, I have my suspicions. But he doesn't say, Dave doesn't say what his suspicions are.
I'd love everyone's honest answer from this.
Who has the biggest potty mouth?
Because you know what the answer is, right?
I don't.
Well, none of us do.
No.
None of us do.
I'm going to say it's a real close call between me and Carrie.
Oh, okay.
I think you might be right.
He might be right.
Now that you bring up Carrie and you, Sean.
Yeah, because the rest of us are just angels.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big cursor.
No.
I'll be honest. When I was in my 20s in this field, fresh out of college, one of the anchors at my previous station dropped a word you're not supposed to on the air. Didn't know he was on the air. Big mistake.
They popped him.
The word. Accidentally popped him up. He said it. He is the nicest guy. But there was a huge backlash because of it. He kept his job.
Which is amazing.
But it was big.
Yeah.
I made a decision there that I'm going to try to phase it out completely and try not to say it in my day-to-day life, because if you slip up, you could lose your job.
True.
So that's a valid point.
I don't think any of us are perfect.
Right.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys this then. So growing up, my parents have never used any foul language in front of me, ever. I remember when my mom was probably in her 50s and I was in my 20s, and I heard her use the word.
No way.
Wow. I could not believe she didn't even know this word was out there. And it accidentally slipped out.
That's the same with my parents, too, until they got older.
Yes.
Maybe it's just because we were adults and they felt comfortable.
Yes.
But I never heard my parents curse at all.
Me neither.
They wouldn't even say, gosh darn. Like, nothing.
I don't think mine either.
Yeah.
And now I don't curse in front of my children at all. And they're in their 20s.
See, now I do. I love the fact that I can curse in front of my children now.
No, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's funny. I think it's how you're brought up with that. Because I hear my buddies who now have kids in their 20s and they're throwing the curses back and forth. I'm like, ooh.
Isn't that funny?
I don't do it.
And it was how you were brought up.
Yeah, and I don't do it. Did you guys ever hear me curse around?
No.
I'm not a big curser. I don't think so.
I'm not a big curser. Now, when I'm out with my buddies, I'll do it because I want to fit.
Like tonight?
Tonight I'll throw it out there.
Nice.
I just want to move on because I'm afraid I'm accidentally going to curse.
Sean.
So out of the four of us, he is the biggest potty mouth.
I'm sweating over here.
John, it's your turn.
My turn.
I took that
John,
one.
John, did your parents
Dave.
Ever throw out some curses?
I don't think I've ever heard the word come from.
I have never heard the word come from my parents either, but I've heard
others. Yeah. But I don't think I ever heard the word.
Wow.
Yeah, not the big bad one.
It's all a human construct anyway.
It is, yeah.
Twyla from Penns Creek, to all of you, where does the term "I'm chopped liver" originate?
John, get
have you ever felt like you're chopped liver?
We feel like that all the time.
I'm just going to assume it's something nobody wants.
We have to save these for Wham. You know, these are great questions.
Something's appealing about chopped liver.
But it is a saying.
Sean's got a good theory.
I'm chopped liver.
Yeah.
It's
what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, because out of all the great meats, no one wants liver.
That's probably what it's got to be. Yeah.
Right? That's Sean's theory. Do you feel that way, John? Do you like liver?
I don't. But when we used to go to diners and stuff, my dad would order liver and onions all the time.
And didn't your mom make it all the
remember
time?
Remember when we talked like about my mom
weird,
made yeah, liver dumplings?
It seems like it's liver a dumplings. Weird old person
that's right.
thing.
It is.
Liking liver.
My dad likes liver worse.
See?
Yeah.
Can you imagine us as kids, we'd come home, Mom, what's for dinner? Liver dumplings.
Oh.
That would ruin my whole life. So here we go.
Kind of. We're kind of right. So chopped liver was considered like an appetizer or side dish, not a main course. So it was kind of like you're being overlooked.
I see. You're not the main course.
You're not the main course.
But it was something people ate, was chopped liver.
Yeah.
Is it a European thing?
It's a like a Yiddish thing.
Oh,
okay. So it also could have been, what am I, mashed potatoes? Like, you know, I mean, right. It could have been
what
that.
Chopped liver.
Yeah, but they're the best part of the meal.
I know.
Ooh, I'm excited about mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This. Also,
sorry if you're listening to this after we record it. We're doing it the day before Thanksgiving, and all I can think about is turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes. Yummy.
There's a woman behind the scenes here, Bonnie, who claims she likes cranberry sauce more than turkey. And this is the kind of stuff I hear, and I just.
Maybe she does.
You can't. Mindy, you can't.
It's so specialized. Maybe she loves
Sean,
it. I don't know.
Could you like cranberry sauce more than turkey?
I can put this one back in here and hope Nikki gets it.
Okay. He's already on. You moved on.
All right.
Do I like cranberry sauce more than turkey?
Is it possible? It's like saying I like repression more than freedom. Sure. There's certain things that you just
Some people like boundaries.
I do love the cranberry sauce. It's the one food that's classy if it still has the rim or the rings
from
the can.
Yeah, right. Sliced in the can.
Choose it over turkey.
No, definitely not.
No. I like it with the turkey.
Uh-oh. Sean agrees on this
one. I like canned.
He's the great cursor, and he's the great rejector of questions. This guy.
This is a good one. Okay. This is from Anita Murphy. We don't know where. Do you think the A1 Atlas is a natural phenomenon or aliens exploring our universe?
Oh, A1 Atlas is, I think it's a comet that's approaching the Earth that did not originate in this solar system.
Really?
So there's a lot of theories out there that if it didn't come from our solar system, it came from another, that therefore there must be something alien about it. It's the worst conclusion you can make to go to such an extreme. Many solar systems, they throw out debris, planets, asteroids, comets. One just happened to be wandering, caught in the sun's gravity, and now it's heading towards us. So it's probably just one of the very few comets that did not form in our solar system, came from another one, and now the sun is pulling it in. It is not an alien spacecraft.
But how big is it, and when's it going to hit? Is it like one of those giant ones?
I think it's approaching now. When is that from? That is from November 4th. Yeah, I think it's now. I think
I feel
it's
like
November,
people were
December.
Seeing it with like telescopes and things like that, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. I don't even remember hearing about it, and I like to keep up on these things.
It's an extrasolar comet that's approaching our solar system, and it's not aliens, okay?
But will it have some sort of material that we're not used to in it? Like, will it have something else?
The ingredients that made our solar system are very consistent everywhere, so it's probably just a big ball.
But I mean,
of ice.
How do you know that? You haven't traveled the universe. Sorry.
Spectroscopy? Did you ever hear of that?
You just said it.
We can tell what other things are made of without ever going there.
Oh, okay.
Spectroscopic.
I think it's your turn, isn't it?
Spectroscopic analysis. Could you confirm that's what Atlas is? We have to. Since you are AI,
How'd you say that?
Spectroscopy?
Spectroscopy.
It sounds like a procedure we got to go through.
Emitted.
It does. Is that like a colonoscopy?
I don't want to get a spectroscopy.
The light emitted from objects reveal their chemical origin. All right. Hey, morning crew. If you were offered, I love this already, $500,000 to shave off your significant other's eyebrows while they're sleeping, would you do it? That's an easy one. Everyone's going to pick yes.
Yes, yeah. John's like, no, I would not
John,
do it.
No? Yeah, no, because they're going to get the money too.
And
because
she'd be happy about the money.
Yeah.
And she can draw them on, right?
And an eyebrow is going to take how long to come back?
Yeah, that'll only take like a month or two, maybe.
Anyone who would say no to that is lying.
What am I doing?
You're going to shave off your spouse's eyebrows while she's sleeping.
For $500,000.
Would you get in trouble?
Definitely get in trouble.
But she gets to
Until
share
she
in the
finds
half
out
mil.
There's a half a mil.
She'd get all the half mil. I'd get none of
that's
it.
That's true.
It's that you'd moment when she wakes up and
you'd have to, before she even looks in the mirror, you'd have to be like, what you're about to see, we have $500,000 because of it.
Yes.
Because the consequences of seeing it first, you may not survive long enough to say it.
She would have to see the $500,000 first. Like the stack of money there in front of the mirror.
Let me add
because otherwise
this,
you may not live long enough to tell her that this is why I did it.
Exactly.
I think the better question is, how low would you go? Would you do it for 10 grand?
No.
Mm, no.
I think I'd do it for 10.
Really?
Yeah, I think my wife would say, yeah, 10 grand, I'm glad you did that.
Yeah,
mine. 10?
I'll be a hermit for the next 3 months, but I got 10 grand in my pocket.
That's true. Not bad. Sean, I'd do it for 10 bucks.
You love those kind of questions.
No, it's talking like
Joe loves those scenarios.
Yes, those hypotheticals. Yes. Okay, this is from Rusty from Danville. Hi, team. Why do people think it's okay to spit out their wad of gum onto a sidewalk? Now I've got to look at your chewed DNA for eternity as I walk on the street. Does the brown bag team place their used gum in a trash can or spit it out on the sidewalk?
Great question.
Great question, Rusty.
John had the immediate – he had a – look, you didn't see it, Mindy. While you were reading that, this guy
– What?
He backfired. He was repulsed.
I think that's a big issue.
I do too.
Why do people
think
it. They
so
can –
you think of all things, gum is one of those accepted things that you can just throw in.
But it's not at all. But people do it or stick it under stuff.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away.
Right.
It's one thing when you throw an apple core out of the car window or a banana peel or something like that. They're going to rot away. You spit gum on the street.
It's there forever.
It's there forever. Under that table, someone's going to put their hand under there and they've got your gum.
So were you affected by this? It seems personal.
No, I just have stepped in gum so many times.
Right. And the other thing that I hate too are cigarette butts everywhere. Yeah. I don't think you should. I mean, I guess those will decompose a little bit easier. But
it takes a while.
It takes a while. And one time I did a litter pickup walk. And all I did was pick up cigarette butts the whole time.
So when you did step on gum, did you throw out the, you know, Sean type curse word?
No.
You did not?
Mm-mm.
You did not.
It doesn't rise to that level.
Only Sean gets to that level.
It got like a
dope. Shucks.
You stinker.
Shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Golly gee.
Dad gummit.
I love it.
No,
I'm
going to
bleep
here.
All these up.
Yeah, you're going to have to bleep
I'm going
to
bleep all that
the golly jeez.
I'm going to bleep it all. And people
there
are going to like, wow.
There could be some real fun with censoring this one.
I can't believe they're saying all those things.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Sean's turn?
Sean's turn.
No, didn't
it?
Your
turn? Mine was gum.
Oh, it's three Eye Atlas, by the way.
Three Eye Atlas.
It's the third time it's ever happened. And it is a comet from outside the solar system.
There you go.
And it's not going to hit Earth.
It's not going to hit Earth. No. And it's not an alien life form. It's just a comet. It's just a big wad of gum.
Interstellar gum.
Of ice.
Donald in Fell Township wants to know, what happened to Joe's buddy, the dysfunctional leprechaun?
Whoa.
Good question.
What happened? He started coming here 2004, 5, 6. Then under previous management, he was banned. But now he's free to come here. When's the last time he was here? Wasn't it last St. Patrick's Day?
It may be St. Patrick's Day since he's been here.
Yeah. It might be.
He hasn't had any random appearances, and sometimes he does.
Yeah, I think maybe we overused him for a time, but we can use him at any time. He's ready to go. He is my best buddy since childhood. His name is Michael G. Stanton.
And he drives a BMW?
He does not. What made you think
You used to always say that.
No, I said Honda Accord.
Oh,
a green Honda Accord.
Okay.
Oh, green, of course.
And does it say what happened to him?
What happened to him?
No, he's alive and well. We'll have him here. I think a lot of things people say, what happened to the Boris dance? What happened to the leprechaun? What other ones? What happened to the song "I'm Alive" every Friday? He can't keep doing the same thing. We try to grow and change, so we're going to use him.
He'll be back,
but not as much. Perhaps that's what happened.
Okay,
Jose, the dysfunctional leprechaun.
If it's a quick one,
it's almost at the end already.
Yeah.
Sean,
this goes by so fast.
Sean, I want you to not curse. Okay, you can do this without.
This is another one. This is Paul from East Strasburg. Why do you think when someone has an issue with you, they say, "I got a beef with you"?
Here we go.
This is like chopped liver.
Chopped liver, beef.
It's the meat and curse episode.
The meat and cursing episode.
The cussing meat episode.
Wasn't that Jay Leno's thing? What's your beef?
Well, but people have said that for longer than that, right?
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
I think it's a great phrase.
I've got a beef with you. What's your beef?
When Letterman used to have Jay Leno on, Letterman would ask, "Jay, what's your beef?" And then Jay would go, "Well, I'll tell you what." And it was a great
bit. It was his little comedy bit.
So here we go. The answer is being looked up by Sean. Hey, I picked the final question. What is the origin of what's your beef? Folks, remember, you got to get these questions into us. We still have a lot here, but you make the show, so get your questions.
And we still haven't found Travis's questions. They're gone forever.
Brownbag@WNBA.com.
Okay.
Why is it quiet when it's snowing? Chris wants to know in 44. You guys know the answer, right?
Snow doesn't make noise?
Snow is an amazing insulator, and that's why igloos are so warm. So there's air spaces in between snowflakes, and that traps air. It also traps sound waves. So snow is quiet, and it's very insulating. So it's warm. If you build an igloo and heat something inside, the heat is contained, and sound can't get out either. So it's a big insulator. Snow, snow, snow.
I actually love that on a night where it's just the calm snow and going out for a walk or something, and it's just pretty cool. Quiet.
The sound is being absorbed by those flakes, and it can't propagate outward.
We'll be seeing that. Very soon.
Will we? Sean, what's the answer? What's your beef, Sean?
It's one of those things where there's no like definitive answer, but it possibly has something to do with soldiers complaining about like the quality of their meat or meat rations.
Oh, so, I can see that.
Beef with you.
Do you think soldiers would say like jeepers, creepers, or golly gee, shucks?
Or like British slang.
Or would they curse?
Didn't they eat spam anyway? I guess that was just World War II.
Well, since this is the Curse and Meat episode, let's all end with a curse now and tell you to tune in again next time. We're getting questions into brownbag@WNEP.com, and we answer your questions.
I don't think we should curse.
And if you don't send the questions in, shucks.
Golly gee.
See you later. You stinker.
Have a great day, everybody.
Sean, let one out.
Boop.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.